This is KUT. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick announced yesterday the Texas Senate's plan to restrict public bathroom use according to a person's biological gender. KUT's Ben Philpott has the details.
Patrick opened the press conference by quoting Martin Luther King Jr. From there, he and State Senator Lois Kolkhorst laid out a bill that would force publicly owned buildings and institutions to block a transgender person from using a restroom that corresponds with their gender identity. That includes state offices, colleges, universities, and public schools. Each could be fined up to at least $10,000 if they fail to block transgender people from accessing multi-stall bathrooms that don't correspond with their birth gender. The bill would also override any local non-discrimination ordinances that deal with bathrooms.
The forces of fear and misinformation will pull out all the stops, both in Texas and nationally. But we know we're on the right side of the issue. We're on the right side of history.
If anyone has continued to practice fear-mongering, it is Lieutenant Governor.
That's Chuck Smith with Equality Texas, an LGBTQ advocacy group. He says while the Lieutenant Governor points to Houston's failed attempt to pass a non-discrimination ordinance as proof that Texans will support this bill, Smith believes there's only one important takeaway from that 2015 vote.
Houston was the birthplace of telling the big lie, this idea that transgender protections allow men to go into women's rooms. And the backlash and the pushback that has happened in North Carolina is because people are calling that lie a lie.
He's referring to the controversy that erupted in North Carolina last year when that state's legislature passed a measure overturning protections for transgender people. State Senator Kolkhorst, who filed the bill, says there are provisions in it that will protect the state from the economic backlash faced by North Carolina after it passed its own version. Several businesses announced they would not move or expand in that state, and several sporting events like college basketball tournament games moved to neighboring states. Kolkhorst also answered one of the biggest questions. How is this going to be enforced?
Are we going to have bathroom police? No. What this is it allows an individual who feels uncomfortable to report that.
Smith with Equality Texas says the law will simply make it dangerous for a transgender person to use a public restroom.
A transgender woman is a woman, and the safest bathroom for her to use is a women's room. And a transgender man is a man, and the safest facility for him to use is the men's room. And anything that doesn't correspond to that is going to put that person in physical danger.
Texas Speaker of the House Joe Strauss doesn't consider passing this bill an urgent matter, while Governor Greg Abbott has said little for or against the legislation so far, only adding late last year that it was an issue that should be looked into. Ben Philpott, KUT News.